By Jewish tradition, the woman in the gospel today should never have been allowed to even speak to Jesus, much less receive the healing of her daughter. Jewish law was very strict toward Gentiles, people from other nations, prohibiting Jews from associating with them. So none of the Jewish observers would have been really surprised by our Lord's responses to the Canaanite woman, as any observant Jew would probably have responded in much the same way. What would have been a surprise was how he reacted to her persistence. To show that he came for all peoples, and not just those of Jewish ancestry, he cast out the demon while remarking on the strength of her faith. Our Lord showed that faith in him is far more important than what family or national heritage we come from. When we look at the first reading, we can see that our Lord's actions are in fulfillment of the promise of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah prophesied to the people of Israel that foreigners, the Gentiles in other words, would join themselves to the Lord, ministering to him, loving the name of the Lord, and becoming his servants. In return for their faithfulness to God, they will be able to enter into the salvation promised by God to the Israelite nation, and the temple of God shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Well, as we see through St. Paul's ministry, and through the fact that many of us are followers of Christ despite a lack of Jewish ancestry, our Lord did come to save all people. This means that everyone can enter into the salvation promised by Christ, not just those who are of Jewish descent or are the right people socially or politically. Now, sadly, this is still a difficulty today, as we still have the tendency to judge people as worthy Christians or not. We may look at some who is deep in sin and consider them the dogs unworthy of the food of our Lord's salvation. Yet, just as the daughter of the Canaanite woman was saved, despite being the wrong kind of people, those who are living in sin are just as in need of receiving the saving message of Christ's forgiveness and love. The question for us who believe in our Lord Jesus Christ and hope for his salvation is, have we ever reached out and shared the gospel of salvation with those who are struggling with addictions or those whose lives are wrapped up in the desires and concerns of the world? This was a major part of St. Paul's ministry to the Gentiles. Not only did he spread the gospel among those of Jewish descent, but he sought out opportunities to bring the gospel to those peoples among whom the Jewish people had been scattered. When we look at those around us who are not Catholic, and even some who are, do we seek to bring them the message of mercy from God our Heavenly Father? Yes, it's uncomfortable to share our faith, especially with those who might reject it. But we are all called to follow the example of St. Paul. As we share our faith with the same persistence that the Canaanite woman showed, we will lead others to know our Lord and enter into his salvation. All are called to enter into the salvation of Christ. Our job as Christians is to help those around us find it as we seek our own salvation.